Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am Sal, your host, and with me is your other host, Lizzie.
Hello.
What up, kid?
Not much. I have a Le Creuset.
And that's a good thing.
For those who know, they know, but it's a
if you know,
one.
You know.
If you know, you know. I got it on clearance because Le Creuset people are very picky. And there's like not a stain, but the inside is supposed to be like pristine, like off-white. But there's like one little blue spot when they messed up, so it went on sale.
Okay. No, that's fair. I mean, I've bought you guys like B pulls of helmets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're gonna come up on some irregular things.
I can make a one-person portion of pog soup.
Ooh. So I was looking at that recipe for the pog soup, and it's like you have to puree everything. But I'm kind of like, oh, no, I want like the country-style pog soup, like where it's not pureed. And it's like...
That's what I was saying.
I like chunks.
It's just the recipe. It's just the Thai curry from Freddie Prinze Jr.'s recipe. That's all it is.
Hold on. Are you saying Freddie Prinze Jr. knows how to make pog soup?
Yes, he knows how to make
pog soup. Are you saying that Freddie Prinze Jr. is a Mandalorian here now on the Rogue Rebels podcast on the record?
I'm not trying to expose him, but...
Because he's supposed to be like a little Jedi. You're saying Caleb Doom might be like House Vizsla. Or some crap.
Well, Grogu was a Jedi, and then he went to Mando, so maybe it was the opposite. Maybe he was Mando, then he went to Jedi.
Okay.
Or maybe he had a Mando friend, and they made him pog soup, and he learned the recipe.
Well, I mean, he did have a Mando friend, and her name was Sabine. You think she taught him how to make pog soup?
Maybe.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, folks. Anyway, we're not here to talk pog soup and who taught Freddie Prinze Jr. how to make it. We're here to talk The Bad Batch, starring Freddie Prinze Jr. in episode one. But we're not talking about episode one. We're talking about season two, episodes 13 and 14, I believe, which is Pabu and Tipping Point. So, you know, just real quick, like spoiler-free thingies. For the longest time, I was like, what is Pabu? Whom is Pabu? Now we know. And it's the coolest place.
Yeah, it's really a cool place. But for some reason, I was like, I kept thinking, I was like, oh, well, maybe it's still like a person. Maybe, what if the island is a turtle? Like. You know, like Legend of Zelda. I don't know why. Huh?
Turtle Rock.
Yeah. Or, what's the other one? Atreyu. Never-ending story.
What is the turtle's name? Magra's. Magra. Okay. That's the one from Dark Crystal. Morla. Morlock. In Neverending Story, the turtle's name.
Is it Morlock?
Nope, I don't know. It's like, mom. It's something like that.
Morla?
That sounds right-ish.
Yeah, that's what the internet says.
Oh, okay.
Morla, well, the ancient one.
You know what I say about the internet all the time, Lizzie. It's 100% right every single time. Anyway, real quick, while you're on the internet, Lizzie, yeah, you should check us out at theroguerebels.com.
Whoa.
Make sure you are liking our Facebook page. Echo's barking and telling you. He said, like. Like. make sure you're following us as on Instagram, TikTok, Hive, at The Rogue Rebels. As soon as Hive gets those polls back, man, you just wait till Instagram, till Hive gets those polls back. I want to do
over for you
important research over there on Hive, but I'm waiting for them to get their polls back up online running for Android users. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam as it burns repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And never endingly. Much like the rest of the world, much like real life.
Mm-hmm.
I see there's a new episode of Star Wars Geek Girl today.
Today?
I guess we shouldn't say today because this will be in the future. New episode of Star Wars Geek Girl. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's funny now because we have a time limit for Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, can't really do a whole podcast, especially like we did 3 episodes in 30 minutes.
Whoa.
Like we could, but it wouldn't be very good. So,
just 10 minutes an episode.
Yeah. So it was really funny, especially towards the end when we're rushing to get our plugs in. So we're like, okay, and find us at the StarWarsGeekGirl.com and TheRogueRebels.com and find us at Twitter and Instagram at RogueRebels. And it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to do.
With the sword of Damocles over your heads.
Yeah. So.
Or as I like to say, the sword of Damocles.
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 Yeah, so check that out. We're trying to catch up with everything to make sure that we're not falling behind on Bad Batch and not falling behind on Mando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing we're doing here. Like I said, if you're only interested in one or the other, you can make sure you're following our Spotify playlists where those episodes are sorted. So you know, if you only care about Bad Batch, you'll only get the Bad Batch episodes and updates. And same for The Mandalorian, same for The Book of Boba Fett, same for if you like Star Wars comics or Star Wars books or... what I already said, The Book of Boba Fett, or Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and things like that. So we already have that going on over there, so make sure you are checking it out and following it. Chances are it's in the show description of the episode you are listening to, which is The Bad Batch. So if you go down, it'll have a link to the Bad Batch playlist in the episode description. Let's see. This week, by the time you hear this, the new story trailer for Jedi Survivor will have come out. I don't know why I put that there, since it's not out, but you in the future will have heard it, and you guys can tell us about it. Mm-hmm. That will be cool. I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction and say that I'm going to enjoy the trailer for Jedi Survivor.
Bold prediction.
Mm. You know, I know odds are great, but, oh, I have finished Battle Scars. It's really good. You can check out my review over at theroguerebels.com. And I'm sure we'll be releasing a podcast on it in the indiscriminate future. What else we got here? Another Bad Batch poster. They released a little poster of Scorch in his cool commando armor. Out there capturing villagers who saw a beast of Zillow.
Zoe and I made fun of you on the podcast a little bit.
Thanks.
because we said that, because when we talked about how the Zillow beast and like how the villagers saw everything, I was like, oh yeah, like they totally executed all of them. And you were like, no, they just took them away. And I was like, no. And Zoe and I were like, took them away and executed them. Dead.
But they put them on the ships, right? They took them.
Yeah, but maybe not to leave the bodies there.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Well, they definitely took them somewhere. Bodies or not.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Anyway, I was right. Show me the bodies, Lizzie.
Maybe we'll see it. I don't know.
Sure. When they're like sneaking into Mount Tantus to rescue Crosshair or whatever, they're gonna be like, oh, look at these bodies, those must be the villagers that saw the Zillow Beast, remember, 3 episodes back. And Tech will be like, ah, that makes perfect sense. I was saying that of course they needed to be executed, why else would they take them? And then Wrecker will be like, but I thought they were just putting them on the ship or whatever. Dude, if you listen to Blue Harvest Pod, shout out to Blue Harvest Pod. If you guys are listening to the show, he's doing his like his impressions of people. When so he does Wrecker, he'll do like, "Whoa, hey Wrecker, I'm a big punchy guy," and then I'm Cross, and then he'll be like, "Careful, D. Bradley, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for that check." So, you know, everybody, watch out, D. Bradley Baker. Can't have a monopoly on these clothes forever. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Oh, and they also released a character poster for Mayday. He looks really cool. Clones with beards. Rad.
Mm-hmm. I like his Mayday.
Yeah, I like
his piece, Mayday.
I like his stuff a lot. Yeah, he looks really cool.
He's just bandaged
up. Yeah, like his whole stuff is just wrapped up.
Because he wanted to look cool. It was because he had to.
And he's cold. And they also, so Pabu came out, and I don't know, like, I don't know about you, but so far this is my favorite episode of The Bad Batch, for sure. Like, it is beautiful, it looks stunning, the story is very sweet, all the characters get, like, really cool moments to shine, and, Lorna Kaw drew this really cool picture of, you know, she's over here shipping Fee and Tech. So I just included it because it was beautiful. And it's Fee and Tech on the sunset of Pabu. You see it?
Do you not ship Fee and him?
I mean, it seems like she likes him, and it seems like he is like, I think that's a thing. I'm not sure. I just don't know how Tech feels about it, but he seems to be happy. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
I think Tuck is just dumb a little bit.
I think he could be very happy here.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's also just like another reason why they could stay.
I think they could all be very happy here. Mm-hmm. You know.
My favorite part of this, and I know I'm jumping, but it's when Crosshair is like, man, I'm full. And then Tuck brings out his iPad and is like, I'm going to document this exact moment.
yeah, that was good. That was really good. Nice, sick burn, Tech. So if you go down here, they actually have, is it, what month are we in? March? April? When is Pride Month, Lizzie? Is it April?
June?
Or are we in it? Or is it June?
No, this is Women's History Month.
This is Women's History Month. Okay. Well, Marvel has released a few of their Pride Month variants.
June is Pride Month.
For June, presumably. So you can see here, like, and they're basically all Dr. Aphra characters. Okay. But anyway, here's Dr. Aphra, uh-huh, who will be gracing the cover of, you guessed it, Dr. Aphra.
Whoa!
Then we have Sana Storos, who will be gracing the cover of, that's right, Sana Storos. And then we have Just Lucky, who will be gracing the cover of The Mandalorian. You didn't see that one coming.
Wait, Just Lucky?
Yeah. You may not be familiar with him because I don't think you're keeping up on current Aphra comics, but Just Lucky is a gay character in the Dr. Aphra comics, and he's really cool. And he's on the cover of The Mandalorian, presumably because The Mandalorian does not have enough gay characters to be on the cover of The Mandalorian. So they had to call in Dr. Aphra. I mean, it seems like everybody had to call some Dr. Aphra for backup. Let's see. We got Domina Tagg on the cover of Bounty Hunters. Mm-hmm. And she actually has a really cool, I don't know, I'm sensing Samus energy here with her giant, like, sword arm thing. Mm. But just the art style is really cool on this one. Let's see. Darth Vader on the cover of Darth Vader is, oh my
gosh. Darth Vader's part of the LGBTQ.
Well, clearly you can see that Darth Vader is not on the cover of this particular issue. And it is, it's Aphra's ex, who I cannot remember the name of. Oh,
the Imperial?
Yeah, but now it sounds...
I know what she looked like. I don't know what her name is. I don't remember.
Her name is... I'm never going to figure it out. It's Lieutenant... No. Magna Tolvan. Lieutenant Tolvan. Tolvan. And she's like semi-robotic and like... But like, yeah, now you can see her... Well, you probably haven't read the comics in a while, but you said like Imperial. You see she's in her rebel clothes now.
Oh.
Lots happened.
All right.
And as yet unrevealed, the last two covers are going to feature Cinta Kaz and Vel from Andor on Star Wars 35, and the High Republic will show Cantum Sai on the... Oh, no, sorry. Yoda, number 8, is going to have Cantum Sai from the High Republic on the cover. And Cantum Sai is really cool. Cantum Sai is the one who I was like, ooh, I might be able to like pull off that costume. But his side, or I'm sorry, their sideburns are a little more impressive than mine. So, yeah. Cool art.
Nice.
I like it. I think the out of these ones here, the Domina tag one is really my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
With
I
this
like Cinta.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that one, but they haven't showed it quite yet. Okay. Are you finally ready after we heard the name of this episode? We're finally ready to talk Pabu.
Yes. I still think it would have been cool if it was a giant turtle.
Okay. Well, anyone out there, if you ever have a giant turtle and you name it Pabu, take a picture of it, you know, make sure to tag us or add us or whatever, and make Lizzie happy with your giant turtle Pabu. I don't know if turtles respond well to, like, their names being called. Pabu. Pabu.
I mean, I imagine a turtle Marla eating responded lettuce. Pretty okay.
Yeah, but...
And then if you sing the song in Majora's Mask, mm-hmm. the turtle comes up.
That's fair. I don't know how to tell you this, Lizzie, but that's the, none of those are real.
Bad Batch isn't real either.
Yeah. I'm coming to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the episode begins in this very, like, they're, I don't know where they are. It looks like it could be Coruscant or Dayu or any one of these sort of, like, underground neon-filled cities.
Oh, I thought you meant like the planet, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of the planet is. Do you know?
I do not know.
Yeah, me neither. And they're like with Fee, and they're doing like some sort of deal, and they have, do you have the relic? Boom, here's the relic. And it's like right away I can hear it's, what's his name? It's Steve Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, Zeb is dealing them the relic. But anyway, it was like good times, and they're like, and then like they're trying to kill them like sneakily, and then she's like, ah, you know, poison's not my taste.
I like that she goes and she's like, oh, you know, I'm here to train Omega here on how to on how to make deals and stuff.
The guy's like, what is the guy like? Well, I thought you worked alone or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I'm just teaching my little person how to, like, you know, the ropes of all this, like, wheeling and dealing and treasure hunting or whatever. And, like, I like Omega, like, negotiating face. Omega just sitting at the table, like, mm-hmm. super hardcore. Like, in the zone, learning.
Yeah.
Omega hard as hell.
Yes. And then they try to poison her, like, with drinks. And mm-hmm. then they send out, like, bug, like a centipede.
The same thing.
Killer.
The same thing that Zam Wessel used.
It doesn't look the same, but yeah.
It looks pretty much the same.
What I remember, they were like, they look like
white centipedes.
But like multiple of them.
That's what this one looked like. But there was two in the movie. Zam had double the budget.
Yeah.
And then, like, Hunter knifes it, and then they were like, yeah, well, that's, you should have hired more muscle. And then Wrecker's like, she did. Like, they all have their things. And then they call Tech, and they're like, Tech, we got to get out of here. And he's, like, playing whatever. Like, he's playing holo chess with, by himself or something.
The poison thing.
Because they're like, are you playing, like, the game by yourself? And he's like, yes, it's the only time it is a challenge. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, dude. Sure, my guy. And then they, like, go, and they make their little escape, and they're, like, going across. And apparently it's been, like, 20 rotations since they talked to Sid, because Sid calls and is like, hey. And sort of, like, threatens them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, definitely saw that coming because, you know, it's kind of been the thing where she's just, even though they've helped her so much, mm-hmm. and just like, you know, that that other gangster said, like, don't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
She sucks. He wasn't wrong.
Yeah, but I'm like, man, they've been through a lot and she was like being cool. So that sucks. I just always want to see the best in people, Lizzie. But I'm like, yeah, she was a pirate. What are you going to do?
Well, pirates, you know, can be nice. It's just that one is a jerk.
Yeah, but it's like, I guess, like, what does Hunter say? He's like, well, our mutual beneficent thing wasn't, like, that beneficial for us. And Fee's like, yeah, you guys finally figured it out, huh? And she's like, look, like, you know, she's not a great friend, but you also don't want to cross her. So that seems worrisome. I don't know. That's, I hope Sid doesn't, like, run to be like, oh yeah, you looking for them, Crosshair? They're, like, right here. Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she could say, especially, like, if she doesn't know where they are.
She knows how, like, to contact them at the very least.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if that really does anything.
Yeah.
Like, unless she's tracking them, maybe?
Right, yeah. That could be a thing, too.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. But they get a message from her, and then they kind of, like, hang up.
Yeah.
And Fee is like, you know, I've known Sid for a long time. You might not want to cross her.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's go to my cool town.
Yeah, she's very like, cool, what's the chill plan? And they're like, you're looking at it. And she's like, okay, in that case, punch up these coordinates.
Which I like because she was like, hey, does Omega have friends like her age? And don't you dare. Does she have any kid friends to play with?
They were like, she was like, yeah, she should hang out with people like her age, not just other, like, genetic replicants.
Genetically her age, but is grown.
And Tech is like, we've never had a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see the issue or something.
Yeah, we didn't have friends. What does she need friends for?
Yeah. What is the issue?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I noticed that you don't notice.
She still calls him Brown Eyes, and I think it's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the first time he was like, we all have brown eyes.
It is a common phenotype. So they go, and we get to see the glory of Pabu.
Pabu.
Beautiful, glorious city, planet, town?
I think it's the island. Pabu, the island.
Okay. And that's basically a town.
Yeah.
You know, upper Pabu and lower Pabu.
Yeah, and I liked that. I liked the mayor. The mayor was very nice, and he talked about how they're all, like, refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And Fee, like, you know, because they're all refugees from different planets, Fee goes and retrieves these artifacts for these different cultures that are there on Pabu.
Yeah.
I thought that was super cool.
And I think even Tech says something like, oh, you know, according to my data, like, this thing isn't worth that much, you know? And she's like, yeah, but it's like the last of remnants of this and this and that. So it's not always about credits, Brown Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it apparently they have this thing at the very top. I forgot what she called it, but she was like, this is the spire or whatever it was. This is where we keep all our, like, treasures and, you know, all the things. It's going to go in there. The little tree or the little, it looks like a bonsai tree, but like.
Yeah, like a giant bonsai tree.
But like.
Oh, yeah. the little one. Right, they have a tree, and then they right. have like the
but
tiny
the one
bonsai
that
tree.
They got from those guys.
Yeah, that was tiny.
Yeah, it was like but it like
was,
a stone
it was
one
like
or something.
Jade.
There you go.
Bonsai tree. She reminds me of like because I think it's funny because there's a lot of characters that remind me well a lot like two that remind me of Indiana Jones, but like the complete opposite of Indiana Jones, because like okay. Indiana Jones is like taking things and putting them in museums, mm-hmm. but like, you know, Aphra and Fee are taking them from museums and from like caves and stuff and using or like giving it back to the people, or Aphra just using it for herself.
Yeah.
I think
Aphra is like cool. Belloc in the first Belloc? Indiana Jones movie. And Fee is, I don't know what Fee is. Fee's more like Indiana Jones, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I also, like, I think it's even more sweet that we don't consider her a pirate. Because she doesn't do it mm-hmm. for money.
No, Lizzie, she's a liberator of ancient wonders. Mm-hmm. I believe. You know, so yeah, they meet the mayor and they meet a kid Omega's age whose name is Liana. I believe. Yeah, Liana, and they like hang out at the village, and she's like, oh, you gotta like check out the feast, you know, Mayor Shep's famous feast is like to die for, and it's like space sushi. But they're like, okay, like you guys can hang out for a little bit, you know, you're welcome to check it out, and they explain like how it's a town full of refugees, and you know, I think at one point even the kids are talking, like Liana and Omega, and she's like, because she's like, oh, I grew up like surrounded by water too, but it wasn't like this. Oh, what happened to your home? The Empire. She doesn't say like exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I'm sorry, but like, you know, you could always stay here. There's a lot of like, you could always hang out here in this episode. So I like that they're so, they like invite people to stay. And they're like, what if the Empire comes? And they're like, why? We don't have anything. Like, we'd have very few resources. There's nothing on this planet the Empire wants, unless they're like, hey, we need water or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oops. I mean, the Empire is the Empire, and the Empire has its goals, and we can't really understand it. So I'm a bit worried that it's going to go badly.
No, it's anyway. Resources. It's always resources is what it is.
Yeah, it's also always like, oh, Omega's there. Destroy everything and then get Omega.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that might be. That's the, because they're a resource.
Yeah.
As you heard from Commander Dead Guy right now. Commander shot by Crosshair.
Yes.
Let's see. So, they go and, like, they're hanging out and, like, the sun is setting. Like, everything looked beautiful. And once again with the, like, clones kickback clothes. Like, I like a Tex vest and Hunter's little, like, kind of vest thing. Even though Wrecker's is more like, it's like brown armor, but it's still, like, almost as big as his regular armor. So, like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, like, leather, and it's not as, like, stiff and crazy as his armor. But still big. But I do like their, like, kickback clothes. Mm-hmm. I do like Tex's little vest, and it fastens over on one side instead of the middle. That's kind of rad.
I just like the sushi.
Okay, yeah. So they go and they have like sushi, Mr. Shep's feast. Oh, I have clicked on something. And they're like eating, and like Wrecker's like, that's the part where Wrecker's like, I'm full. And Tex's like, I shall note the date so we can commemorate the occasion. And Omega's like, you have a boat, to the little kid. And they're like, yeah, can we go watch the sunset? Yeah. Go ahead, kids. Go ahead. Watch it, D. Bradley Baker. There's a lot of clones out there, D. Bradley Baker. I stole that from Blue Harvest. I'm just, it's funny to me. It makes me laugh.
Trying to take Dee Bradley Baker's
job. Me and Dee Bradley Baker, man. me and Oz, we're coming for Dee Bradley Baker.
We're both combined, we're, it's both of you guys' voices.
No, we're just, look, we don't need, you know, go ahead. Dee Bradley Baker, keep the clone. Like, you keep, you do Rex. We're going to be that. We just want to be like, it, like when Rex is out there rescuing clones, like clone number one and clone number two, you don't have to do it all. We're just trying to take a little bit off your plate, Dee Bradley Baker. So you're going to be like, another clone that I've saved. And like, but, and then Haas is going to be on this side being like, yeah, thanks, man. And I'm going to be on the other side being like, that's right. I appreciate your help, Dee Bradley, Rex. and it's going to be good times. Mm-hmm. Here you can see Omega smiling. And then, like, they go and they get on the boat. And I think it's Tech who's like, oh, I haven't heard her laugh like that in a long time or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And the little monkeys, they're like Mon something something. I forgot what they're called.
They're cute.
Yeah. And like they go out on the boat to see the sunset. And then Fee like calls Tech over. And she's like, oh, come check this out. And he's like, what? And she's like, just wait for it. Wait for it. And like all the lights come on. Like as the sun sets, all the lights come on in the city. And I thought that was like super, super rad. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very pretty, very beautiful. Everything, like everything they did in the light, like shout out. Once again, I just don't feel there are enough words or shout outs to the people that make the animation and the shows because it is like breathtaking. And
it reminded me of, what's it called? Book of Life, when Manolo takes Maria to the little like outside town and waits for the sun to rise, mm-hmm. and then it lights up the town.
Right.
Give me
right.
that feel.
It kind of reminded me of being on Batuu because I really like to be at Batuu in the evening when the lights come on. Because, like, if you've ever been to Batuu, like, the feel of Batuu in the daytime is a lot different from the feel of Batuu at night. And I just like it's really pretty and the shadows and like the way that the lighting hits, like it's very nice at night. But I've never seen Batuu from up except when you play Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. The other guy's little bar is up on the top, so you can kind of look down on the Falcon and Docking Bay 7 and all that. But I don't know if it changes tonight over there. And I bet you it's a lot better on that stupid PlayStation 5 version. That's better than the version that I have. And it looks so much better that I'm thinking about spending $500 on another stupid VR thing so I can play one game.
You know, there's more VR games than just that.
Lizzie, I don't care about any of the other ones. Do not care. Nothing.
Well, maybe it'll make it worth the $500 VR set.
No, I think I might just go to Disney 5 times.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm going to walk around it at night and I'm going to like.
Interesting strategic plan. Yes.
I'm going to like anybody in a red helmet with a bullseye on the. Anybody with a target bag, I'm going to punch and I'm going to be like, get out of here, Guavian Death Gang. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. And if anybody comes up, when security tries to kick me out, I'm going to be like, no, no, I'm playing Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. No, leave me alone. Matt Martin said it was okay.
That reminds me of, I am playing, which one of your friends likes Red Dead Redemption?
Eric Strathers, the man we call El Hombre.
Is he insane?
That is an excellent question.
Because I'm playing the game. And it's good. Like, it's a good game, but it is the most frustrating game ever because you, like, you're a cowboy. I don't, have you watched him play? Like, he streams? Or? No,
well, I mean, I don't know if he's, I haven't seen him stream that. I have not watched him play. I don't think I've even seen, like, I think I know what the game looks like, but I've never played it, so I don't know much about it.
So you're a cowboy and you're like traveling with your cowboy friends and you guys are on the run. And like, it's a good game. I like it because then I get to be a cowboy. And then, like, you get points for being a good cowboy and then negative points for being a bad cowboy. So if you, like, rob innocent people, then you get, like, negative bad, like you get bad cowboy mm-hmm. points.
There's a juju counter.
There's a what?
A juju counter. You get, like, you help people, you get good juju.
You, kind like, of.
Mess people up, man. Bad juju.
I mean, there's been a few times where every time someone calls for help, I, like, jump off my horse and, like, run towards wherever it was to help people. But, so, like one time I helped a guy, like, this guy got bit by a snake, and I gave him medicine, and then I gave him whiskey, and he was like, I'm saved. And I was like, all right, interesting. I don't know how that saves you, but okay.
Okay, get to the point.
Yeah, and then, like, I went into a town that he's, like, he lives in. He was like, oh, thank you so much for saving my life. Like, you know, buy any gun, like, on me. And I'm like, yes, free gun. But anyway.
The American dream.
But where was I going?
You said Eric Struthers is insane for liking this game.
But why in Bad Batch was I talking about it? There was a very specific example.
I said it was pretty when the lights came on, and I like to go to Batu at night.
Oh, okay. It what you were describing when you were saying that you were gonna fight everyone and stuff reminded me.
Oh yes.
Of this freaking game, because you can offend people really badly and easily in the game.
What
and
is this, Twitter?
Fight you. They'll fight you, like, on site. So I could be, like, I'll walk into, like, a room, and then I'll accidentally, like, bump into someone. And, you know, if you bump into an NPC in, like, another game, nothing really happens. But if you bump into an NPC in this game, they will, like, beat you up on spot, on site. Like, they'll just, like, pull out a gun. They're like, what's wrong with you? And then they'll just kill you. And it's so frustrating. And that I just... It's to the point where now, like, I've tried to... Usually I just let them, like, kill me, because otherwise if I beat them up, the game is like, how dare you? Bad cowboy points.
Bad juju.
So now I've gotten so frustrated with the game that at this point, like, if someone bumps into me and they're like, hey, how dare you? And I'll just beat them up first. anyway, that's it. The game is kind of fun. I don't know if you would like it, because it's like Far Cry 6, very, very, very slow. But it's also like Breath of the Wild, where, like, you can just do, like, endless quests. You don't really have to do the story mode, like, the story quests. You can just do side quests and, like, get on a horse and travel the entire, like, half of the country. So, I don't know. It's good, but I'm so frustrated. And I think it's so funny to fight these NPCs. I had to collect money from this girl, because we offered her a loan, and she took the loan, and we had to collect the debt. And she called me a jerk, and then her husband started beating me up. So I beat the husband up, and then I punched her.
Great story. Yeah, compelling and rich.
So, yeah. I've cried playing this game. I'm not interested. I just get targeted all the time.
Seems fine, but I'm not interested in becoming a cowboy when I can run around being a Jedi in Jedi Fallen Order. I'm really trying to get back to that.
You never wanted to be a cowboy before?
Nah. And I'm from Texas.
Remember when those, like, protests were happening back in, like, 2020, 2021 around?
Probably.
And there in Texas, there were protesters with horses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, being a cowboy is cool. You should be a cowboy. I feel like you would want to be a cowboy. How would you not want to be a cowboy?
No, I'm good.
Like, I know you want to be a ninja and, like, a Jedi, but, like, being a cowboy is cool, too.
That doesn't sound fun. Just hanging out with animals all day.
You get a horse?
Yeah, that seems all right, I guess. I gotta feed it. It poops.
You do have to take care of your main character. It's really funny. It's because you have to like feed him every day, and you have to give him a bath, or else if you're like hunting animals, the animals will smell you and they'll run away before you try to hunt them. And you have to go to sleep. You have to take care of this grown man. Mm-hmm. You shave him.
Well, it's yourself, right? You're not taking
care. But sometimes I'm like, just it's keep you. Going. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to eat.
Well, that's what happens when you don't when you don't sleep. Anyway, you know, different people like different things. Hey, that's maybe Eric Struthers always wanted to be a cowboy.
Fun game.
So there he goes.
But now I just beat people up. I tried being the good guy. Now I'm just a bad guy. Mm-hmm.
So they're out. The kids take the boat out. They're like enjoying the sunset. And there's like Hunter's like senses something. And he's like, something's coming. And then there's like a little earthquake. And then they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's how it is. A little tremor or something like on. It's like what island life is. And then there's like a bigger one. And he's like, that's not a little tremor.
Yeah.
And Tech is like,
I feel like they should know about this.
Well, but he says there hasn't been like a really big surge in 30 years. So, you know, in most of their lifetimes, it hasn't happened. You know what I mean?
I felt bad for the Bad Batch because it's just like, they kind of brought that. Like,
they brought the tsunami energy with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little their fault. Never happened before.
It did happen before. There's a whole wall built up with emergency ladders and everything.
They brought bad luck.
That city is like built for this, you know?
But it obviously wasn't because half the city got destroyed.
But that was like the new city, like all the lower people. But they evacuated all the people. They had ladders. Like the wall had been built. Nobody knew how to use them. But there was like, all the stuff was built into the town because clearly this is an island town that has left dealt with this before in past generations that nobody can remember.
I will say no one died. That's pretty impressive.
Boom. You go, mayor, with your emergency response, listening to these people. And they go and like they help. It's so awesome. Like Wrecker goes, like they're going house to house, like making sure all the people are evacuated to from Lower Pabu. And they're all trying to get above the wall. Which is like, you know, and like Wrecker ends up, you know, because there's like older people that can't really like run. And, you know, so Wrecker just like picks up this old guy. And like at one point, like you see him earlier because he's like, oh, hello, Mayor Shep, you know. Yeah. And he's like, you know, everybody in town. And he's like, of course I do. I'm the mayor. Ha ha. Hey, ha. And then later, like, that guy's in his house, and he's like, I can run up and run. And Wrecker's like, oh, gotcha. And then they go, you watch it, D. Bradley Baker. And then, like, you know, Tech is, like, helping Fee, and they're, like, trying to get them all there. Oh, no, it's, like, not fast enough. Oh, no, we need to use the emergency.
You and Haas together should, take a video and just talk over all the clones possible.
Oh, just like do a whole special? Just like do it like the first episode of the Bad Batch and just do it as us?
Mm-hmm.
And one of us will be Tarkin and one of us will be a Kaminoan.
Yeah, or you could just do all the voice. Instead of doing like just the clones, just do all the voice. It's
everybody in the episode. So one of us is Omega.
Mm-hmm. Omega.
A Tarkin. You're Clone Force 99. Tick. Wrecker, Hunter, Crusher. I'll be baby Caleb. Watch it. No.
Okay, make sure you can keep up, right?
That's how I like it. Just like I like it.
You move quick, right?
Perfect.
You got it. You got the job.
Yeah, I think you guys should do it.
That sounds like a TikTok waiting to happen.
A whole YouTube video.
Did I tell you that Haas convinced your mom to watch Bloodsport?
Convinced my mom to do something?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this or no?
What
or yes?
Yes. Okay. It's a movie, right? Like an old martial arts movie?
No, did you hear the story? Did I tell you the story already?
Martial arts movie?
No, right? The story of how Haas convinced your mom to watch Bloodsport last week.
No.
Is that something we talked about on the pod last week or no?
Not so, but I guess not.
Okay, well then I guess I'll make it short just in case we did talk about it. We were hanging out on the stream. And I basically was like, yo, Haas, yeah, I need a favor, bruh. And then I said, like, convince Liz, tell Liz why we should be watching Bloodsport right now. And he was like, oh, like, my time has come. He was like, this is what I was made for. And he was like, dude, this is like a perfect, it's about honor. It's about tradition. It's about everything. It's about, like, you know, coming through a Jean-Claude Van Damme 1980 movie with like three montages in it and all the music is fire. Do you like, you know, super buff guys who can do the splits doing most of the movie with their shirt off? Then this movie's for you. And he'd like, so we watched Bloodsport. Your mom was like, whatever. But Axel seems to have really taken to it and is now asking me questions like, hey, can you like break the bottom brick? And I'm like, I don't think so.
You're good.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he goes.
Yeah, I was going to say, he not might that practice. It's hard to convince mom to do something, but if you make someone else do it, she will do it.
Don't tell people the secret. So anyway, earthquake. The water's already going back and Tech is like, oh no, the water's going back. Like, what do we do? And Hunter's like, I'm going to go get the ship, like you. And then, like, Tech and Fee are like, oh, no, like, people can't get up the thing. We have to use the ladders. And Tech is like, hold on, girl, I got you. And then he uses his little, like, bat gun to, like, grappling hook up to the thing and, like, fly up there with her in a very cool move. And I was like, get it, girl. And then they do it, and they're like, oh, no, these things are, like, rusted through. We have to open them manually, and, like, Fee, like, jimmies it out with her sword. Shout out to having a sword in Star Wars. That's kind of rad. Respect. Mad respect. Yeah. And then shout out again for using it. Look, Hondo has a sword for a while, too, but he... Oh, no, he did use it, like, once or twice, huh?
Hondo?
Yeah. In the Clone Wars... Yeah, in the Clone Wars, he has a sword. He has like a... He
did use that.
I think he did.
It at least showed up.
He had it like
whether
through the Clone Wars.
Whether he used it or not, it definitely was taken out.
I think he may have taken it out in one or two episodes of the Clone Wars. Let's see. And then... Like, Hunter's trying to fly to the kids. And like, they have to jump out of the boat because the boat gets like wrecked into rocks. And, like, they're, like, running in the land where the water used to be. And they're like, oh, no. And then, of course, he, like, comes and grabs him at the last minute. They grab the line. And the water hits the thing. And, like, Lower Pabu is devastated. But everybody lives. Everyone is alive. And then they're
what more can you ask at that point?
Yeah. And then they're like, well, you know, we can help. By my calculations, it will take... a few rotations to rebuild. And then Hunter's like, well, we could stick around and help, you know, if you guys would have us. And the mayor's like, sure, yay. And that's the end of the episode.
Free labor.
Free labor. Don't think about it like that. They're nice guys. They wanted to help.
I know.
They're so good.
Good guys.
People like that in the galaxy. They're getting good cowboy points, Lizzie.
You are getting good cowboy points.
Yeah, you over
Mine
there.
Mine is constantly like... in the middle because I still help people. I still want to help people. But
if you bump into somebody,
in
you shoot them.
And they call me a name, I will shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Done. Dead.
You gotta be respectful.
Respect.
Respect.
All right.
Respect your cowboys.
Next episode. That was that's my favorite episode this season so far.
I just like that nothing, like, the only, like, bad thing that happened was that, like, some homes got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was okay.
Yes. Everyone was totally okay.
I enjoyed that. Very nice.
Yes. Including the old man that Wrecker walked up to Upper Pabu.
Yeah.
Carried. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leave no man behind. They helped it out, man. They helped him out. Mm-hmm. Wrecker using his powers. good cowboy points.
Extra good cowboy
points. All right. Tipping Point is the next episode, and this is like the what would they call it? The penultimate episodes before the finale, which is going to be a two-part finale. Point. No, it was Tipping Point, right? Is it Turning Point?
No anymore. It's Point.
Well, that's what I put in the notes, but what if I'm wrong?
I think it's Tipping Point.
That's what I put in the notes. Tipping Point. I am correct, Lizzie. What are you talking about?
Turning Point this morning.
Okay. But I put Tipping Point in the notes.
Yeah, but now my brain was like, oh, I wonder what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's the point where something tips.
Yeah. All right. Honestly, Tipping Point makes a lot more sense than Turning Point. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they're very similar things.
Yeah, they are. It's just I
feel where's like... the tipping point on your cowboy points?
Like, what? Like, what do you mean?
Like, where it turns too far. And I guess that would be a turning point.
Enough people disrespect me.
Disrespect you? Disrespect your cowboy?
Yeah, my cowboy. I literally don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then people are rude to me. Don't be rude to me. Okay. I have many guns. I got free guns for being a good cowboy. Yeah.
If you're hurt on the side of the road, you need me. If you disrespect me in a bar, I will shoot you with a free gun I got from the guy I helped from the side of the road.
The guy I saved.
Mm. All right, Tipping Point. The episode starts and we are back to like clones. It's like clones and they're sort of like on a, they're, it's almost like a prison transport ship and they don't know where they're going. And then like another ship attacks them and it's like Rex, Echo and Gregor. And they're all like rescuing the clones that are captured aboard the other ship. And, they're trying to like purge the system and like, oh, like make sure to like purge the files or whatever. Da, 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 da. And eventually the ship gets captured and they kill all the like normal Imperial people. They rescue the clones, which like one is Hauser. Do you remember Hauser?
I don't.
Hauser. That's a good 80s joke for anybody who likes Total Recall. Come on, Hauser. You had to be Quaid. But I'm you.
Born, and you didn't.
Lame.
You didn't have me watch Predator.
I did have you watch Predator. You just don't remember. Hauser is the one from the Ryloth episodes in season one of The Bad Batch. Do you remember that dude? The clone with like the very cool hair that like people immediately loved. Nope. Okay. Well, he was the one that people loved in season one because he had cool hair. And like he refused to do something. I forgot. Like he was supposed to do something and he was like, no, like that's stupid. Like I'm not going to do that. And he like disobeyed Rampart, so like that's probably why he was captured and, you know, court-martialed or whatever, and is imprisoned in the ship.
Imprisoned in prison.
And they like try to, Echo is trying to recover the data from the ship's logs, but like they only get some of it before they get off, and it's still what's the word, what do they call it, coded, encoded, whatever,
encrypted.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word. It's encrypted, so like he's like, well, I know a guy who can like, we can take it to my guy. Mm-hmm. And they're like trying to, because they're trying to figure out where they're taking the clones. Like the clones that rebel and the clones
still
that...
Still the clone conspiracy area, kind of.
Yeah. All the clones that are disappearing because they're like either disobeying orders or going AWOL or whatever it is that they're doing. They're like capturing them and taking them somewhere. And, like, we know where it is already, but they don't. So they're trying to figure it out. Yeah. They're taking them to Mount Tantus. That's where Crosshair is.
Oh. Really? Really? Do we know that?
Yeah.
Well, like...
Well, I know that because that's where they took Crosshair.
But do we know... Okay. I believe you. I mean, we didn't see any other clones there, right?
No, but they captured him and they took him there, so it makes sense that that's where they're taking them all.
Yeah, so.
And it's like the secret place and nobody knows where it is, so.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't taking these fools to Mustafar.
I can't imagine why.
Where clones go to die. Mm-hmm. So, like, but they're in the Martez, they're, like, using the Martez sisters' garage for all their, like, little shenanigans,
mm-hmm.
which I just love, you know. And so they go, and they're, like, trying to figure it out. And then
didn't see them, but...
No, we still haven't seen them. I would like to see them. I do miss them.
I think they're cool. I didn't understand why there was so much hate for them.
Oh, let me see. Oh, no, I do actually know why that is. That's because people are dumb and they suck.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank
yeah. No, I'll clear that up for you right now.
We talked about... The answer is no reason. The Star Wars Geek Girl, because, you know, TikTok is cool, but people there are crazy. So, you know, Zoe does a lot of, like, edits of different characters.
Mm-hmm.
She did one recently of Omega, and I thought it was super cute. Very cute Omega video. But she did one for Kira. And there was just, I guess, a comment that was like, useless character, wasn't even in anything else, wasn't in any other movies, useless.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we were, and then, you know, her being comics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's also getting a book, right?
Yeah.
Crimson Climb by E.K. Johnston, coming in September, I believe. She had like a little, maybe like a TikTok, but she was like, you know how my books are like, you know, like a warm hug. And, you know, you have these people that are like, they have very difficult choices and but they're trying to like do what's best. She's like, this one, this book is not like that. Not Kira, you guys, not her. This one's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh no. Oh, oh goodness. She's going to have bad cowboy points. All right. So they're trying to figure out what's going on. And then they're like, I got a guy. Cut to Crosshair. And he's at like Mount Tantus. And he's being tortured. And they're just basically like, well, we need you to help us find Clone Force 99. Because they know that that's like, you know, like I said, that's where, that's who knows where Omega is.
Yeah.
You know. Which is exactly what I said. I was like, dude, he knows exactly what the thing is. That's what I would do if I was them. If I was a bad cowboy,
but
I would
like,
be trying to get...
How would he know?
Well, not that he would know, but he knows how they do things. He knows who they know. And he knows their tactics. He knows them better than anybody. And he was the last person to see them. So, like, he's definitely the best lead they got. He might not know exactly where they are, but he might be like, oh, they do things like this. Rekka sounds like this. He just does all their voices.
Yeah.
They're like, what about Tech? Oh, you mean Tech? Tech sounds like this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think it would be funny if it was that, but like maybe he like... made a message and like did all the voices and was like, yeah, yeah, I just got a message from them saying that they would be here.
That'd be good.
And then it's a trap.
They would be here. Mm-hmm. And they're just waiting for the ship to show up. Sometimes yeah. They're late.
Rekka is late a lot of times.
So he like escapes and
He doesn't kill the scientist, though.
Yeah, no, he doesn't kill the scientist. I forgot the scientist's name. He doesn't kill the scientist with the cool glasses. Or you're talking about the doctor.
Dr. Hemlock. Whichever one that was not the doctor, then.
Okay, the girl, right? The girl with the cool glasses?
That, like, didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
Kind of did, but not really.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with her, but she has lines and seems sus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see, you know, I guess we'll see. So he escapes. He doesn't kill her. And then he gets the transmission out, but they catch him again. They like cut him off and they put like dioxys and he passes out or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he does get the transmission out. So like that's kind of like, I was like, oh, he got a message. He called for help. You know, back on Pabu, they're like helping rebuild and they're like doing things over there. And Tech is teaching Omega how to fly the ship and she's trying to master the tech turn, which is like, you know, like this cool, like, it's basically when I played Squadrons and they were trying to teach me how to do that stupid move. Like that I couldn't do it. That level took me forever. But yeah, it's like a sky slide. It's a Tokyo drift of airplane maneuvers.
Yes. I thought it was cool. It made me feel bad about myself because I was like, man, I still can't drive.
Mm-hmm. You mastered the tech turn into a tree.
Yeah.
Boom. Roasted.
There's a thing at Target that I wanted because it's like, you know those like toy cars that are for kids?
Okay.
Like
the ones you sit in?
Like, yeah, you sit in and like it doesn't work like a car.
Power
but
wheel,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that, but it's Mario Kart. And it's fast and the battery lasts forever.
Okay.
And it's like $200.
It's not bad.
Right? It's not that bad.
No.
But it's so cool. And I want it just for fun, but I also don't have that money. And also, I wouldn't be able to actually really drive it anywhere.
You don't need a license for that.
Yeah, but I also probably can't go on the road.
Of course.
With that.
Right.
It's kind of like when Mom was trying to get me those, like, what's it called? Like a scooter, but like not a motorcycle,
Vespa.
But it's like old school. Yes, a Vespa. But those can't go in freeway or highways.
Right.
Yeah. So, couldn't really do anything about that. I guess couldn't like walk on sidewalks, but then like I can't go to work with it.
Unless you work very close.
Yes.
Yeah. So like they reach out, the clones reach out to Tech. And they show up, and Echo brings the data to Tech so that he can start decrypting stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa, like, you guys are over here. Like, this is what we're doing. They're taking clones. And they sort of, Tech decrypts it, finds the message from Crosshair. You know, but he finds out that the Empire has them. And I think they find, like, the coordinates. But, like, that's all. And then, so, like, that's, like, what the other guys are trying to, like, do. And they're like, well, what do? We got to help these people or, like, you know. And I'm like, you guys have to leave, right? You guys can't stay here. You know? Mm-hmm. There's clones, things a brewing. Get away from these villagers.
Yeah.
They just lived after us. They just survived a tsunami. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a surge.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Zoe and I looked it up.
Okay. Not to be confused with the protagonist from Chrono Cross.
I think a lot of people were definitely confused.
Right. I just want to clear things up. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or a drink from the 90s.
I was just thinking about that game, though. And for some reason, my brain was like, man, it's been forever since I played it. It's like been a month since I played it, but I was like, man, I was reminiscing. Reminiscing?
No, you were reminiscing.
Reminiscing. Of the game, and I was like, I just beat this game, like.
But you didn't get all 22 endings.
So many endings. Mm-hmm. That's so much like attention span I have to have.
Oh, well, back then, when we bought a game, we played, like, nowadays, you guys have, like, a million games on your phone and free random games, and, like, you guys don't, like, give every, like, I played that game, and I beat it, and then I went back, and I got another, and I did it all until I had, like, everything there was to play, and then I moved on to something else. That's just me, though. Let's see. Da-da-da-da, he finds the transmission. And I think why you were thinking of it, because this game feels so much like that, this Pabu feels like it could fit in that game.
Yeah, it does.
It totally feels like
even in the Terminator. first episode of this season of Bad Batch, I literally thought it was another trailer for Chrono Cross because of the beautiful beach that they were on, with the crabs and stuff. Like, it's just like beaches and stuff, and just the like. How beautiful that these animators make beaches look. And I'm like, man, I want to go to a beach. But it's not going to look like that. It has trash everywhere. I don't know.
It depends on the beach.
Yeah. Well, I can't. There's not really any beach. Like, there are beaches here, but they're not very good beaches. Hmm. It's also always cold here. But, yeah, it's just so pretty. And I wish, in another life, I wish I could be an animator, because that could be really cool. I wish I was also just better at drawing, like, backgrounds, because, like, drawing characters is fun and stuff, but being good at backgrounds is, like, just really, really cool. And I remember in, like, Clone Wars when, like, the background was just, like, a painting. Like, it looked like a painting, like, with brushes and everything, and it was gorgeous. I always loved that. And, I like things like that, and I wish I could do, like, architecture and, like, or, like, concept art, like, you know, this giant, like, giant island. I would have made it a turtle, but, like, that's just, I think it's gorgeous. And beautiful, and I appreciate all of it.
Thank you. The tweets, like Jennifer Corbett, one of the like executive producers, was like, like the day before Pabu comes out, she was like, oh, I hope you guys enjoy tomorrow's like visual feast. And it was like the guy from the menu was like, clap. You know, I hope you're prepared for the visual feast, you know. And then the Kiner brothers, like, they tend to, like, put these little, like, vague spoiler, like, vague tweets, like, the day before an episode comes out. And the one for this episode was, like, that picture of the Bad Batch where they're all smiling. Like, with Photoshop smiles.
Oh.
And then it's, like, they're all crossed out except for Hunter, Wrecker, and Tech. And people were like, oh no, like they're all gonna die. But it's like only because Hunter, Wrecker, and Tech are in this episode. But it was funny.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting choice.
I'm sorry, not this episode, the last episode we were talking about. Pabu. Mm-hmm. My favorite place. Yeah. Remember how we were talking
about. Zoe and I want to go to there.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. I think it's Greece. We just need to go to Greece. It's very Mediterranean, like everything. It looks amazing. It looks like wherever, you know, what's that movie you and my mom love?
Mamma Mia?
Yeah, that one.
That's Greece, yeah.
Yeah, that's Greece. Totally. So anyway, back to now. Hemlock is talking with Tarkin, and he's talking about the clones and like all this and stuff. And he mentions something about the summit. He's like, well, perhaps you can bring that to the summit or something like that. The name of the next episode is The Summit.
Oh.
Just so you know. And, again, Crosshair is being tortured.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a break. Which, again, no. Okay, I don't get how he's supposed to know. Like, if I was going to torture this guy, I would torture a guy that, like, was with them, like, recently. But he, like, wasn't.
Well, yeah, but this is the most recent guy who was with them. There is nobody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's the last lead. Although I don't feel like he's hiding much. But he's also not saying much, so that's why he's getting tortured.
Yeah. He also did send, like, an email to them.
Yeah. But he's like, you know, if he was cooperating, he would have been like, yo, I got their phone number. Mm-hmm. You know, the last place I saw them was actually on that place where I was at for 30 rotations. They took off and I was just there. Remember when you blew us up from space? Yeah. We all talked about it. They left and I fished for a month. Mm-hmm. It was whack. You guys are whack. You guys are kind of whack.
You guys are like really whack.
Yeah. The last time I saw them, and that was, look at it, just say it was 2 years ago, and Star Wars people will lose their minds. What? It's been 2 years? That doesn't even make sense.
Shout out to that one guy in my class.
Shout out to the one guy who shows up on every podcast. Shout out to the one guy who's showing up on every episode of Star Wars Geek Girl and the Rogue Rebels podcast. To me.
It's so frustrating. He was trying to explain to me how to clean oysters.
He shows up. You need to like have a credit for him. He needs a fake name. He shows fake up so name. Much. We need to know who you're talking about, but not the real name.
I'm gonna name him. I don't want to name a Crosshair because Crosshair is getting better, having character development.
Oh, you're just gonna like name him after a crappy guy in Star Wars?
Who's the crappiest? Oh. What's Mon Mothma's husband's name?
Oh, man, I forgot his name.
I deleted it from my brain.
It's a P, right?
Pashu. I don't know.
Nope. Fail. Keep talking. I'm looking it up.
Perrin.
Perrin. It was a P.
His name is all Perrin.
His name is Perrin. Mansparrin.
Perrin.
Perrin Firth, right? Or Firtha? I forgot his last name.
I just Perrin Firtha. Hmm.
So
I'm very glad Mon Mothma is stuck with her. So.
Oh, Mon Firtha?
Yeah.
Mon Firtha. I don't know. I always thought it was kind of funny to say Mon Mothma as well.
Really? I like Mon Mothma.
Yeah. Although it is funny, like when people are on a first name, like there's a few Leia books that I've read where she's like, come on, Mon. Or something. And I'm like, that doesn't work either.
Mothman. What is Mothman? Is that a movie reference?
It's an urban legend.
I know, but like, yeah, is it,
there is a movie.
But where did it originate?
One. I don't know. That's some research you're going to have to do on the internet, which is never wrong.
Remember when you would tell me to look up things on the internet and I didn't have the internet? Like, I would be like, why is this the way it is? And you'd be like, look it up.
No, but we had like encyclopedias. I meant look it up in a book, not on the internet. Yeah.
You never said that.
Well, you didn't have the internet. What were you going to look it up in?
Where was I going to look up? Where was I going to get an encyclopedia? We didn't have one in the house.
We go to the library all the time.
We went to the manga section.
No, you went to the manga section. The whole rest of the building was not cut off from you. Never ever was I like, you go to that manga section and don't you ever come back until you have 3 books. You chose poorly.
Okay. I always thought you meant the internet.
No, I meant books. That's how we look things up before the internet. So let's see. This is the last. We have 2 episodes left, and they're both coming next week. So I'm almost not sure how I'm going to stagger the episodes in the future. But for now.
Wait, how many we got?
The next 2 are the last 2. And they come out next week. Season finale for The Bad Batch is next week.
Like, everything both of them is are led coming to this. Out?
What?
Like both of them are coming out.
Yeah, they both come out next week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two-parter.
Nice.
The Summit and Plan 99.
Maybe it means that they're going to get together.
Who?
Like Crosshair.
Oh.
Maybe like Crosshair is part of
I mean, nine. That for me sounds, that sounds like a call for help, right? He sent them a message.
Oh, I think it was more of a warning, but.
Well.
Could
I
be.
I feel like they're going to, they won't get good cowboy points if they don't go help him.
Oh, yeah.
But not only that, they're trying to help all the clones, right, that are captured over there?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have commandos, which means that they might run into Scorch again. And those dead villager bodies.
Yes, there.
Mm-hmm. Use the villager corpses as shields. Got it. Got it, Hunter. Coming for you, D.
You guys really need to make a video.
Uh-huh. Welcome to TikTok. Let's see what else. Yeah, so I don't know. I think we're going to Mount Tantus. I think they're going... At first, I was kind of like, when I realized they were after Omega, I was kind of thinking they're going to capture Omega and the guys would have to go to rescue her at Mount Tantus. Now... I think they're just going to go, like, it's so funny because they're like, we need to find these guys. Like, we need to find this. I think they're going to come right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the idea. I'm not really holding on to this, but I like the idea that they're going to go to Mount Tantus and all this kind of stuff that is there. Like, I think it would be like, for me, if I was in that room, I'd be like, okay, hear me out, guys. They're going to come. They need to cause a little bit of chaos to cover their escape, right? So they're like, hey, look, isn't that the Zillow Beast that was captured next to all those villager corpses? Why don't we just unlock the Zillow Beast and the Zillow Beast can wreck the entire place while they escape?
Mm.
Boom, 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 done. Wrap it up. Thank you, Mr. Iger. Give me my check.
For both acting and story. Yes.
Oh, I was clones 2, 4, and 6. My friend here was the odds. He was 1, 3, and 5.
I mean, that would be kind of cool. And it's also funny because Zoe was talking about it. It was like, you know, that she always felt sad that, you know, the Zillow Beast was the last of its kind. And then Palpatine was like, anyway, let's clone it. But not to help it and help it, like, thrive. But let's clone it and then, like, you know, use it for mass destruction.
Right. Well, he wanted the armor or whatever. He's like, ooh, lightsaber proof. My favorite.
Yeah. Like, I don't care what he used that for.
Well, I think, like, just now the clone is finally old enough to, like, be actually doing stuff. You know, like, to pull armor from it or whatever they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I like my theory that maybe that's the armor that eventually becomes the like Snoke's guards, because they're like semi lightsaber proof. Like if you notice, they kill the guards all with stabs, because like when they slice the lightsaber, like the armor kind of deflects it a little bit, so they have to like punch through it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know how they're going to, one, kill it, and then, two, take its armor.
I mean, it's susceptible to poison. They can, like, poison it from the inside out and then just grind everything out and pull it off, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either, but I'm sure there are ways. That would be my first idea. Well, first you take the villager corpses, sort of, like, stuff it, and then you scrape out the insides, and then you have, like, armor.
Knife goes in, guts come out.
There you go. Boom. Done. Morla armor. I don't know. Do you have any ideas? What do you think about the summit or Tarkin? Do you think Tarkin's going to show up? I mean, what's he going to do? Not much, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, unless he, like, takes his shirt off and is like, all right.
All right. Like, you guys want to throw down? Let's throw down. He he just tears the Zillow Beast apart and wears it.
Yeah. That's definitely what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just kind of hope that I wonder who's going to be the first in Bad Batch to accept like Crosshair. Like I'm guessing probably Omega maybe. But I don't know in case he does want to come back.
Well, my thing is, just because they rescue him doesn't mean he has to stay with them. You know what I mean? Maybe he might be better going off with, you know, I don't know how he feels about that, but going off with like Rex and Echo and them, you know, maybe he might fit in more with them. Or maybe he does want peace and can enjoy a little island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe something else. I definitely think it's a possibility, but I don't think it's a certainty. That just because they rescue him, he's going to stay with them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fair.
I feel like maybe he could find his place somewhere else. He seems to like other clones sometimes. You know. Maybe he could go off with Rex and Echo and the whole clone rescuing crew.
But also I feel like he's just been alone for a long, long time. And like the whole like, man, everyone you make friends with leaves you. Like maybe he wants to stay with them.
Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe you're right. And I think if he does, like, I think they'll have him again. You know? And that could be kind of interesting because you have, like, one season where, like, he leaves and then they're, like, rocking around with Echo. And now you have in this season where, like, Echo leaves and now they're sort of, like, shorthanded. Maybe the next season, like, he's back, but it's, like, different, you know? And, like, Echo's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they're, like, the original batch again. It's like having the original bass player.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. But see, I just don't know how he's going to fit in these like situations. Like, I don't, like they're going to go back and Sid's going to say something funny and he's just going to shoot her.
Yeah.
Like, no, cross it. No. That's not how we, like he, I don't know if he's like ready for the rest of the world. Rest of the galaxy the way he hasn't been living in it like them, you know what I mean? He only knows this military side. So maybe he just needs to go find some peace somewhere for a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah. It's definitely the ultimate sniper tower. He can just hang out in Upper Pabu and shoot fish or something from the top.
That's what I do. I shoot fish because I still don't have a... I have to like find some kid and get a fishing rod. But so in the meantime, I've been shooting them with either a gun or a bow and arrow. Bow and arrow makes it so it's not like when I sell it. If I shoot an animal with a gun, I get poor quality animal. Mm-hmm. Then when I sell it, it's only like 50 cents because it's the 1800s or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything's really not a lot of money, and then I'm like, man, I only have $200, but like $200, I'm technically very, very rich in this time.
Fair.
So he could snipe some fish, he just could not sell them for a lot.
Right. Well, maybe he has a special bullet that's like an arrow. You know how he would always like plug those little things into his gun. So he's like, and also it's a laser, so it's not like they're gonna get lead poisoning.
What if they just burn?
Yeah, but he doesn't use, it's not like a bullet. Like burning just cooks the meat. You know, it's not like a bullet that contaminates like the meat with lead poisoning. I have seen no evidence of this. But I'm not a Dr. Pershing. I'm sorry, Dr. Hemlock.
He would give you poisoning on purpose.
Mm-hmm. He'd be like, well, so you shot the fish, did you? Yeah, seems like it's going to be delicious. We should have a little bit right now. Don't worry about it. It's a good thing. Everything will all be better tomorrow. Super creepy Dr. Hemlock.
Yeah, I don't like
it. And then, like, Glasses Girl is going to be like, run. What about
crazy.
Her?
Crazy.
Sorry, who's the voice actress that played her?
I don't know. I'm not the expert at recognizing voices. I'm also really bad at remembering the actors.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But, like, the... I think the actress that plays her she is the girl who was Queen Apailana from episode 3, who like walks at what's her name's funeral. It walks at Padme's funeral. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, like in the movie?
Yeah, episode 3.
I think I do then. Yeah. But
I don't say her name in this. Why would you not do this? Well, it's not telling me her name. Anyway, but I just thought that was like a neat thing. And people are like, oh, is like she a clone too? Because she has an accent. And this and that. And I'm like, no, I just think she's a doctor. That's probably from the same place. I've also been working with Kaminoans, although Kaminoans don't seem to have New Zealand accents. But maybe she just had the same accent before, because like Django has an, I don't know. All the clones have accents.
Maybe she has an accent.
Yeah. Maybe she's from the same place. Mm-hmm. So, but like people are like, what if she's like an Omega clone of Omega? Like, or whatever.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting theories, guys. Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
I just think they were like, hey, like, you want to do a voice? And she was like, yeah, cool. Let's do a voice. I don't think it's going to be like, well, she was actually like the Queen of Naboo, but then she went undercover. Like, I think it's two separate things. Mm-hmm. Like the criminal who sold Fee the thing wasn't actually Zeb in a human suit.
Hey, you never know.
Right.
2 years ago, he was Zeb. Mm-hmm. Now he's not.
Thinking of all the times that like Kanan and Zeb killed themselves as stormtrooper voices.
Yeah. Or like. Nope, it left me.
Yeah, it's gone.
Well.
Let it go.
No.
Let it go. Goodbye. Please come back as good cowboy Juju. Hey, shout out to some really cool characters in Resistance for no reason other than they're just really cool characters in the background. I miss like those cities being populated. I think I'm gonna rewatch that show very soon. The animation and everything, all the like background kind of stuff, I really enjoyed the whole look of that show. And a lot of those characters are like fun and wonderful. You know, you got Aunt Z, you got like the guy
space
who's
Latinas.
Yeah, space Latina. You got, well, of course, all the dozes, but like the guy that sells the gourgs, like of course the racers, but like there's some good like background characters. Oh, P-Pit, of course.
Yes, of course.
Never forget. I think I was thinking that just because of like the town kind of feel a little, because the Colossus in a way feels a little islandy in the first season, even though it's like, it's not really an island. It's like a station on water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it feels islandy because they're on water, but it's really like a Death Star that is open to water. You know, and then they're, like, traveling later in the show. But still, like, the island feels, like, brings me some nice little... In addition to Chrono Cross vibes, I'm getting some good, like, Resistance vibes from it. Good times. All right. I mean, final thoughts?
We should get like a kind of like not but two, but like kind of like the Star Wars hotel, not an expensive one, but like, and it be like a beach resort like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Pabu or something.
Yeah, a nice Pabu, and then you just like dinner time is a Mayor Shep's feast.
Mhm.
And you can like
sushi.
Yeah,
different kinds of sushi. It should be in California, though, because I heard Florida beaches are not great.
Nah, man, this is going to be in Hawaii. Oh. No, it's going to be in Greece.
Oh, that's I guess that's fair. I want to go to Greece.
That looks nice. Go to Greece. It matches. You look out over the entire ocean, and as like the rest of the like little resort lights come on.
Welcome to Ilios.
Mm-hmm.
That's a...
Then you get hit by a tidal wave.
Oh, okay.
After you eat, of course. Or I get
saved by a wrecker.
Right. Grab the line.
That's the part of the whole experience is like you think you're going to die from a tidal wave. Mm-hmm. Then you like get picked up by wrecker.
And then Tech is like, hold on. Yeah. She like lifts you up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every person gets a different like saving.
I saw the sometimes you see these little things going on Twitter and it's like a, you know, Twitter. The last like show you watched and the last video game is like the world you live in, like, you know, what abomination is this? And I was like, Far Cry 6, The Bad Batch. That would actually work.
Bad Batch. What's the last show I watched? I think the last show I watched was Last of Us, actually.
The last show you watched was Bad Batch, wasn't it? No? Last of Us?
It was Last of Us.
Okay. And then the last game?
Red Dead.
So like, okay, it's just like the outbreak happened in like the 1800s.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, compared to the game, like, didn't seem like, you know, zombies were really an issue. Like,
I mean, they were in the
game. They are. And they're just everywhere and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's hordes of them. But in the show, it just, like, they kind of explain the, like, cordyceps more.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is, like, cordyceps. But, and they're like, yeah, they just travel in groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in a game, and you I'm have like, to, okay, like.
So if you're just out in the wild, you're fine.
Right. But, like, in a game, it would be boring if you were just walking around. Like, you have to, like, have you fighting and all this stuff in the game. Whereas in a TV show, you would get bored if you're like, okay, here comes 20 more zombies. And they had, okay, and here's another boss fight. Okay, here's another, like, that's not how TV works.
I guess so. It's just, I think it's interesting. Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, if it was, like, the game Last of Us, then I would cry. But if it was Last of Us, the show, it'd be okay. Yeah.
Stay in those quarantine zones. But not the mall.
Yeah, not the mall and not underground.
Because
apparently they thought putting all the zombies underground was like the best idea ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, they're called clickers.
Sorry.
Or runners.
Why don't they call them zombies?
Because they're called clickers.
I know. But
or runners.
Why do they always call zombies like different names? It's never zombies. The walkers. Mm-hmm. The infected.
Mm-hmm. So they sound cooler. All right. Any last thoughts about this show? Any crazy predictions for the season finale? Anything you hope is going to happen?
I hope Crosshair gets to team up with Bad Batch again. Like, especially to fight. Or maybe either to fight with them, or maybe he is getting saved by them. And maybe that's what he needs, is to be saved for once.
Hey, do they still have his stuff? They don't, huh? Do you remember in the very, like in season one, and they're like, well, that's Crosshair's, like, thing, like, box or, you know, gear. Well, he doesn't need it. And they were trying to get it out of the way so Omega could move into the little room or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they still have his stuff? Like, what
I don't
if
know
he,
what they would do with it.
Yeah, what if he comes back and, like, they have his armor and stuff and his gun or whatever.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You think they kept it or you think they're like, oh, sorry, that's all old Mantel is gone now. We sold it for like...
Sold it all.
Sold it for Mantel mix. By the way, you've got to try Mantel mix.
I honestly think they would keep it.
Yeah. Maybe jerk-faced Benny and his friends stole it.
I don't know. But I honestly, now that you mention it, I think I hope that we see Benny somehow, and they're like, hey, we need a thief for this mission.
Yeah, we need you to steal a Zillow beast.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yes.
Sounds good. Go for it, kid.
Go. Take your little skiff. Put him on it. Mm-hmm. Put his little toe on it, and then take him away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, now we have it. That's it, guys. Lizzie solved it. So Benny steals the Zillow beast, and the good guys win. Good cowboy
my
points.
Venmo is blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. If you...
All right, two episodes. I don't know what we're going to do. So we got next week. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise, guys. Because I'm either going to say, let's just do both episodes of The Bad Batch. Knock that out. And, like, that'll, like, then we'll be done podcasting about The Bad Batch. And then we'll continue The Mandalorian. Or we'll do the two episodes of Mando and then really focus on The Bad Batch. But I think this Bad Batch energy might be, I think we might continue to roll with it. So you might get two Bad Batch episodes in a row while we finish out the season, and then we'll catch up on Mando the next week. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And go ahead. Plug in time.
Oh, find the Star Wars Girl at StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, or not TikTok. TikTok you can find at Spectre 5 for Zoe, because she does a lot of cool edits of Star Wars people, if you want. It's usually at SW Geek Girl or at Star Wars Geek Girl. And you can find it wherever you're listening to Rogue Rebels.
And the Rogue Rebels, you can check out everything at theroguerebels.com. Comics, shows, books, TV, costumes, recipe advice. And all of our social stuff is usually at The Rogue Rebels, except on Twitter. We are Rogue Rebels Fam. All right. So see you on TikTok, fellow teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, fellow TikTokers, fellow young losers.